Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Good evening and happy Monday. It's Motivational Monday, January the 13th, 2020. This is Coach Tawana Hayward-Bay coming live from Atlanta, Georgia. How is everybody doing tonight? Hope you guys are doing great. Ladies and gentlemen, having a wonderful week. You're coming into, let's see, we've already completed pretty much the full week of the new decade. We're on January 13th, so we have 13 days in and the rest of the year to go. You guys doing all right? Are you guys having a great life, a great business life? As you know, this is an entrepreneur show, an entrepreneur spot, but anyone can be encouraged and uplifted and motivated here. I am so excited to have you on with me. I consider it a privilege and an honor to have this platform to speak with you, to share with you, to educate you, to pour into you, and just have this time together. It's a blessing to be alive. This year has already taken several people that I know who are not here anymore, and I'm saddened by the loss. And I tell you, there's a lot to do with the time that we have left. And I encourage you to live your life to the fullest, ladies and gentlemen. Live your life to the fullest. I am excited about tonight. I'm excited about really everything that's been happening this year. Like I shared last week, I have been on a roll. As an entrepreneur, as a coach, as a consultant, I've been on a roll. A lot has been going on. I've been having lots of conversations with entrepreneurs nationwide, and I know that I'm being blessed to live my purpose of educating, encouraging, empowering men and women to live their passion, their expertise as a business leader and as a business owner. But these past few weeks, I've been talking with this audience and really everyone that I come in contact with and encouraging people about preparing, staying prepared, planning, plan the work, work the plan, and getting ready for the opportunities that are out here for the small business owners. And I know a lot of you have been listening because I'm getting lots of calls and I'm getting lots of discovery call requests to talk about, hey, coach, how can I take it to the next level? Hey, coach, how can I grow my business? Hey, coach, how can I make me better? How can I grow me as a business leader? Help, help, help. And you know what? I love it. That's music to my ears because I do believe that is my purpose and my intention is to do that. And this brings me to what I am just absolutely turned up and fired up about with this show and what I'm going to be doing for you, my listeners, those who are following me over the next 4 weeks. This is Motivational Monday. And tonight's show, I'm kicking off my 2020, I call it my BYB, by building your business in 2K. And it's funny because I learned this one from my kids, and many of you, especially you millennials, you already know N2K is need to know, but this is the start and the kickoff of my need to know N2K series. Yes. What you need to know, what you need to know. There are so many things that you need to know as an entrepreneur, as a boss, as a wannabe-preneur. You know, you want to launch something and you haven't done it yet. There's a lot of things you need to know. And I'm blessed to have some friends, some entrepreneur friends who are experts in their field. They've been at the game. They're in the game. They are working, they are coaching, they are teaching, they are growing their businesses in different industries. And I'm going to invite a few of those friends on for this Need to Know or N2K series. And the first of those friends and business colleagues is Miss Darby. Miss Darby, I've invited her to be a part of this show tonight, and I'm so excited because I know she's holding. She's ready to come on so we can pour into you tonight, and we can encourage you, and we can motivate you and talk to you specifically about her area of expertise, and that's business credit. Oh, I cannot begin to tell you. As an entrepreneur, now you guys, if you're following me, you know I've been at this game for some years. And the one thing I know, and I tell people this all the time, if you're going to start a business, you want to grow your business, you got to have good business credit. And this topic keeps coming up. It keeps coming up. And I'm excited that she's here tonight. I want to share this about her before I click the button and bring her on. I'm going to try to do that without disconnecting her. we're not going to do that. But I met Darby through another business colleague and acquaintance that I had met through another entrepreneur. And he had a conference call one day, and she was on the call. I was on a call, another entrepreneur, another lady was on the call, and he was on a call. And when I tell you, I'll never forget it, the synergy, the energy, the knowledge and expertise that was on that call. But there was something about Darby. I felt her passion as well as her knowledge. I heard her passion for people, her passion for wanting to do something great with her area of expertise, her energy for knowledge, wanting to know more, her willingness to share what she knows willingly, just giving it. I mean, that kind of synergy, you don't see that all the time in business because some people are really tight-fisted. They, you know, and I don't know what that is. You guys have heard me talk about that. There's enough pie for all of us, okay? So we need to be helping one another and pulling one another, especially women in business. Oh, my goodness. Y'all going to have me go somewhere tonight. But Darby and I, we clicked, and we had more conversations after that. She invited me to be a part of her business credit workshops as a special guest, talking about contracts and how to do business with the government. And I'm telling you, it's been fire ever since. It's been fire. It's been a blessing. It's been incredible ever since. I've already been at two of her workshops as a special guest. In fact, some of you might remember, you just might remember when I went live at her event. And I was live, I think, pretty much the whole thing. So I know you couldn't really hear her, so I had to have her as my first guest so you guys can really, really hear her. So with that said, that's my introduction because I'm going to let her do the rest. I'm going to go ahead and click the button so she's live. And we're going to have a conversation about business, about entrepreneurship, about our experiences, about definitely about business credit because I've got a couple of questions for her that people have already been asking me. So I'm going to let her answer the question. But I know it's going to be a blessing. I know it's going to be motivational. I really hope that it educates, that it equips, it will encourage and empower you as you're listening. And, let me just go ahead and say, take some notes while you're at it, because I know we're going to be dropping a lot of knowledge and a lot of information. And so get ready. We're getting ready to go live with Miss Darby. I know she's ready.
Hey, hey.
Hey. Hey, 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 Miss Darby. You're on the line.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I am doing well. It is so good to be with you again.
Likewise, likewise. Every time we get together, it's always a movie. I love it.
It is. It's inspiring. You know, I think it's
creating something.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think there was a delay. I was just saying we always create something that's just always, you know, just exciting, and people are always leaving the events. I mean, the last event that you came to, and we had to do a part two just because the energy that you brought to the live event was absolutely phenomenal. And I thank you for even coming out and sharing your expertise and being so humble to be there with so many veterans and women-owned and minority-owned business owners at the event. So I just want to say thank you for taking the time to really do that.
Oh, well, it was more than my pleasure. I think when we talked that first time, it was obvious to me, and I'm going to say for our audience, you got two different generations here. You have a millennial and you have a baby boomer. And sometimes it, and not all the time, and I'm not putting anybody down, but sometimes when there's a generational gap in business, there's not always the respect for someone's knowledge or someone's expertise or the way somebody else does business. And we can't be that way. We can always learn from somebody else. You know, the spiritual side of me, you know, I have a ministry background. I always think about the Apostle Paul, who said to Timothy, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. And I remember that phone call, and I remember learning from you as you were sharing. And I think I even said a couple of times, I love millennials. Love them. Because you guys bring an energy, especially when we're talking about social media. I'm tapping my fingers right now, Darby, because oftentimes with my generation, we don't want to talk about doing no Facebook Live. I'm definitely not getting on no Snapchat or no Instagram, let alone, and I know many entrepreneurs in my age group and my generation are just not using Twitter, not using Facebook or Facebook Live, not a podcast. What is that? A blog talk show? You're doing that? You know, there's a fear of social media, of technology. And when you were, I remember when you were talking that day, I was loving it because I was learning and I was thinking, yeah, I need to do some research on that. Yeah, I think I might need to look into that if I'm going to keep taking my coaching business to the levels that I want it to be, because as you know, I wear several hats as an entrepreneur, and I don't just coach. Mm-hmm. I do consult, and that's behind the scenes. I bid on contracts. I do a lot of different things. And so I was just loving your energy. And I, you know, if you know, those of you who are listening, we always want to be open and keep ourselves open to the new relationships that we're being blessed with and that's coming our way. And, you know, I always say pray for discernment, because some relationships aren't always the best, but then you are blessed with what I am thankful for, Darby, a Darby who, you know, okay, this is someone that I know is a blessing. We're going to work together. We're going to build businesses together. We're going to help people together. That's the other thing about that conversation that day that really was special. You have that same passion that I have. We do what we do because we're helping people. We love helping people. We love helping people get to the next level. I know you and I talk, and every time we talk, a great deal of our conversation is about helping other people, right?
You're absolutely right. We always are coming together, and we might start off with one topic of conversation, but I can guarantee you that 75% of our conversations are, how can we form this? How can we do this to help others? How can we inspire others? How can we get the information out here about, you know, contracts, what you're doing, and how can we get this out here in a streamlined manner where people can digest it? That's one of the things that we talked about in our last conversation, which was, how do we make our areas of expertise which we are specialists in our fields, right? So
right.
We know these areas, and these are areas where people have for years wanted to get this knowledge, or for years have been shut out because this knowledge was not available to the public. And here we are from, you know, like you said, you're a baby boomer and I'm a millennial, and like we've come together and we're combining our worlds together, and we both respect each other. And there's areas where you're my mentor and I'm the student, and there's areas where I'm your mentor and you're the student, and we are able to put any type of egos aside for the common good of helping people. And I love that, because from day one, it's always been about what can we do based on our business model that's going to help us get this knowledge and this information in as many people's hands as possible.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the goal. I mean, there again, because there is so much pie out here, and people who know me, they hear me say this, I've been saying it for years, it's in my book, Get Certified. You can find me on YouTube, on podcasts and interviews. I say this all the time, I've been saying it for years, there's plenty of pie. I've
yes.
won millions of dollars in contracts. I've worked as a prime, I've worked as a subcontractor, as a business owner, and I have seen over and over and over again where we don't have to tear one another down. We don't have to disrespect one another. We don't have to hurt one another. And when I say this, I mean women hurting women, minorities hurting other minorities. We don't have to do that. That's not necessary.
Talk about
and
it.
And it's not productive. It's not productive for your business. It's not productive for you. It's not productive for your community. It's not productive at all. All it does is hold you back and keep you from growing and keep you from really making any real money, because you don't get in the door. You don't get in the door with the
right.
big boys, because they smell that drama. They smell that deceit. They smell that competitive spirit, and they don't want you around them. And I've seen it
That's
happen
right.
to business owners where they don't get in because they got the wrong mindset, the wrong attitude. And they're not working with the kind of integrity and business ethic. Oh, and let me lay out one here. I'm a hint, hint, because I want you to talk about this in a minute. But a part of that foundation, okay, that foundation, it's not a part of their foundation because it's not a part of them. And that's a danger.
Exactly.
That's a danger for any entrepreneur. Male or female, young or old, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, it doesn't matter. You have to be careful. You have to be careful.
And, you know, I'm so glad that you discussed that, because, you know, I have some students who are tuning in and listening to the Blog Talk show for tonight. And one of the things that you touched on, which is key, is mindset. And a huge part of even establishing contracts or even establishing business credit is, one, number one, your ego has to be put aside. So
yep.
you might be an expert in your industry. Let's say that you're a doctor, or let's say that you do lawn care, or let's say that you do credit restoration or credit repair, or you're a hairstylist, and you might be at the top in your industry and among your peers. But when you step into contracts, when you step into business credit, now
yeah.
we have to put our egos aside and humble ourselves and understand that we do not know everything, and learn
right.
from the expertise of others, so therefore we can save time. One of the things that my mentors told me a long time ago was you can learn a lot by duplicating and listening to what others already have in place, because there's a reason why there are systems out here. And when we
right.
try to reinvent the wheel, when we try to make work harder for us, we're wasting time. And time is one of those commodities that we do not have the luxury
have
of determining You see what I'm saying? Determining if we're even going to be here tomorrow or tonight or whatever the case might be. So we have to maximize this thing called life while we have it. And so getting a mentor, getting plugged into our business credit community, being plugged in with the Tawana, it saves you time, it saves you energy, it saves you money, and it saves you headaches, because we've already paid the price to get this knowledge. We've already paid the price to create and develop relationships in our particular industries. So now we can leverage. That's huge. That as entrepreneurs who are listening to this, you learn in your mindset to collaborate instead of compete, because now you can leverage your relationships to be able to generate more profit and revenue.
Come on now. Come on.
But when we come to the table and we're looking, and like you said, the big boys do pay attention to that. When we're looking and saying, well, what can you do for me? You're going to get cut out of deals, because the deal is about we, not me.
Right. Exactly. Look, I was about to say, preach that. You're right. And, you know, and business is relationships. And you have to be very, very careful in how you conduct yourself in business. I know as a contractor, you know, I was talking with several entrepreneurs today, and we're talking about bidding on contracts, and we're dealing with these procurement buyers, these purchasing buyers for these federal government offices and different agencies and even the public sector and private sector. And I'm telling you, you have to be careful how you conduct yourself and how you and what you say about other people, because it comes back. They don't forget. They listen, and they know everybody already. They already have those established relationships. And so you think you are just always, you know, it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal. And you find yourself sitting out on the sideline watching everybody else play the game and winning the game while you're on the sideline not winning anything, not getting anything.
And they're winning it together.
Of how you conduct
yourself.
They're
winning it together.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Look, we can go on and we could talk. I already know, because every time we get on, we can go. We could talk a long time about this, but I know we are quite a ways in, and I want, if anybody has any questions a little bit later, I want them to be able to go ahead and ask questions. I'm even using my chat tonight, and I'm writing down some things here for people to take a look at. But if you're on the line tonight, you want to call in, you want to ask some questions or make a statement, definitely make yourself known, or as I would tell my kids, make your presence known. And we'll let you come on and share a little bit. I want to thank my sponsor, North American HRMS, for making this show possible. All of the Motivational Monday shows with Coach Tawana possible. Thank you for your generosity, for your heart, for entrepreneurship, and for knowledge. We know knowledge is power, and it's power when you take what you hear, take what you learn, and you use it, you execute it. You got to put it into action. That's the only way anything's going to happen. With that said, Ms. Darby, tell us about your business credit agency, and what exactly is business credit?
So the Business Credit Agency, we are a financial consulting firm and an educational firm that teaches entrepreneurs how to build business credit, and we teach entrepreneurs how to obtain funding. And to circle back around to teaching entrepreneurs about business credit, we specifically teach entrepreneurs how to build true business credit and obtain $50,000, $100,000 and above in credit from stores and vendors and different merchants without companies or without using your personal credit. So a lot of businesses and entrepreneurs start off, you know, bootstrapping, you know, taking their money and starting up their businesses or applying for credit cards on their personal, applying for business credit cards, but using your personal social security number. And so what we do is that we teach entrepreneurs the correct way and the way that the system is set up for your business, which is a legal separate entity, to be able to apply and get credit, and you'd be able to establish and build credit on the on your business side of things without it interfering with your personal credit. And so business credit is the ability and it's the measuring stick by which banks, lenders, investors, people who are interested in even doing business with you, even government contracts, that is the measuring stick by which companies actually, they look at your business credit scores and they look at your business credit profile to even determine if they're going to extend you more credit or larger lines of credit. They look at your business credit to be able to determine your, what we call your risk factor. If you are considered a low-risk business, then you are considered much more, you know, you're considered low-risk, then you are the best to do business with. And if you're considered high-risk or if you have no credit, then they have no history. And when I say they, I mean creditors, have no history of even if they want to extend you a loan. So a lot of times people have cash or they might have their own capital, but they don't have credit. And then sometimes people don't have personal credit and they're getting denied the ability to be able to grow and scale their business. They're being denied credit cards. They're being denied equipment, they're being denied office supplies, they're being denied vehicles because their business credit is not properly built. Or,
okay,
you know,
hang on, hang on.
Listening.
No, that's a mouthful. Woo! I'm like, and see, this is why, okay, so this is why I love Darby. And I have said this even in the workshop. Where was Darby when I started my business? because here's the thing. I bootstrapped. You're talking about trying to buy equipment, and that's why I'm sorry, but I had to stop you there because I remember when I launched my business and I wanted to buy equipment and things, and nobody would let me buy anything on credit because I didn't have any established business credit. And my personal credit was not where it needed to be for me to get all the things that I wanted and I needed to start my business. So I got sick of being told no, and I bootstrapped. And you for those of you who are listening, bootstrap, what's that? Well, I used my own money, my own cash, and it wasn't in the bank. It was in my retirement fund, and which is very risky. And I don't recommend it. Let me repeat that. I don't recommend that. I bootstrap. I cash in a good $80,000 of retirement in my mid-40s. Now, you know darn well that's not what you need to be doing or should be doing. But for me, and this, I wouldn't recommend this because this, you know, it's one of those disclaimer things as an entrepreneur. You know, we have disclaimers, right? And I believed in the higher being working through me, my education, my talent, my skills, and I knew I had to hustle to get a return on my investment back, try to get my money back. And I was fortunate enough to hear about the certifications. And so I certified my business, and you know my story, and I've shared my story on this show before, that I was able to be a part of a bid proposal as a subcontractor, and I won my first $1.2 million contract in like those first few months of business. And so I was able to start making some of that money back and pouring it back into a retirement fund and putting things back. But that still took some time because, you know, you can win a $1.2 million contract, but that's not $1.2 million in the bank. You know what I mean? And so if I had that kind of knowledge, and again, for those of you who are listening, Darby is really giving a lot of knowledge and content here. And I hope you guys are taking notes and you're really writing these things down. And of course, this show is archived. You can come back and listen again as much as you like. But hear what she's saying. There is a process to doing things with business, for business, if you want to have a business, so that when you come out the gate, you can be set up to have your business credit where it needs to be, and you can do things definitely differently than I did, because it's not guaranteed that you'll win multi-million dollar contracts or you'll have so many customers and clients that's going to get you going to get that money back. And so understanding that this is, and it's going to lead me, Darby, into where I want you to go into, and I think you were probably on your way there, but this is where understanding if you're going to launch a business, you're starting a business, and even if you have a business, making sure that you create a strong foundation, that the foundation is laid, and a part of that foundation is understanding what business credit is and establishing business credit. Darby?
Yes, ma'am. You're on point. You're on target. You've got, you know, as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, I'm trying to contain myself because, as you can tell, like, even in my voice, I'm trying to contain myself because I get so excited because I understand when the light bulbs begin to go off. And, you know, when I was seeking out this information, I had heard about it and I found out about it. And my mentor was teaching, teaching about this. And at the time, it was pretty much proprietary. Like, you had to be in the circle. You know, everybody that's in business knows there's certain circles.
Yes,
they share this knowledge amongst themselves. And, you know, if you're a lawn care company, you're trying to figure out, well, how is Tom, Dick, and Harry growing and getting these contracts with these big buildings, and they're getting these trucks, and they're getting all of this equipment and supplies, and yet you're out here trying to pass out flyers and put them on mailboxes to get customers, and the competition, quote unquote, is finding contracts, or the competition is using business credit to grow and expand their business.
Right.
And
right.
Here are so many business owners that are failing within the first 2 to 3 to 5 years. They're even saying it's not even taking 5 years anymore. Studies are showing that it's taking businesses 2 years because things are growing so fast with the advent or the invention of social media that it's only taking two businesses to fail and be completely out of business and not making profit. And so now it's happening quicker, where it used to be 5 years, now it's only 2 years. And that's some staggering statistics. So that means that every 2 years,
Wow. There's
a turnaround of a new business or something that's turning out or another idea. And the thing is that we've got to get ahead, even as a culture. We have got to get ahead. And I mean,
right.
As an entrepreneur culture, whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're Jew, you know, wherever you are as an entrepreneur culture, we've got to get ahead of just being self-employed, and we've got to become business owners. And so the huge part of being a business owner is making sure that your foundation is set up correctly.
That's right.
Making sure that you're following the steps to properly build a real, legit business. So again, you've got to transition. For those of you who are taking notes, you've got to be able, as Ms. Tawana said so beautifully earlier, the foundation has to be set properly. So that way you are able to play ball and be in the big leagues. And even if your dream is not to become a huge company, you've got to set up your business so that way you can walk away from it and it still makes money.
Still make money. That's right. Come on now. Talk about that. That's
because
huge.
If you don't, you are self-employed and you're working. Now you've become a slave to your business and now you're working a job to your business, which means your company won't make any money until you do something. And so you're still trading your time for dollars. And most people who set up businesses, their dream is to be able to have a company or an infrastructure that's winning. Even whether you're not there or whether you outsource it to somebody else, it can still run. It can still operate.
So that's exactly right.
So you've got to keep all of that in consideration as you're building your business. It's more than just, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. No, with entrepreneurship, we talked about this too, Coach Tawana. There are some real things that we have to overcome. One of them is our mental capacity, our mindset.
Yeah.
Another thing is entrepreneurs experience depression. Entrepreneurs experience being broke. Entrepreneurs experience self-esteem, low self-esteem. Entrepreneurs might go years without making any profits. Entrepreneurs, I mean, there are some ugly things. You might have competition that's trying to buy you out. Lawsuits. You know, there's some ugly things. Some on-the-spot training where you lost six figures or seven figures or thousands of dollars because of what you did not know. Okay,
what you did?
So entrepreneurs.
Being an entrepreneur. You just hit a big one.
That is
what you don't know will kill you. And I have said so many times, you better be careful. Look, first of all, entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart. Okay,
no, it's
you
not.
Got to have some grit. You got to have some tough skin. You have to be tenacious and steady and ready because things happen. You don't see it coming. I'll never forget when I was running my recruitment firm, and it was, oh my gosh, let's see, it was probably about 9, 10 o'clock. I had a contract with laborers, what do you call them, gunslingers, people who pick up trash and all of that kind of thing. I had about 100 people on the payroll with that. And so my team of recruiters, we would start 6:30 in the morning because they would be going out to their stations, right, early in the morning. And sometimes you get some people who, you know, they partied late the night before and they're not going to work. And so we had to be ready to backfill them with other employees who had gone through our onboarding process, and they would be ready to go, take the bus, drive, or whatever. And I will never forget. So I was in the office early that day, and I got a call that one of my guys had fallen in the pit. One of the pits at one of the locations was more than 100 feet. And there was a truck that backed into him that he didn't notice, and he fell. He was an older gentleman. Oh, I wasn't ready for this. You never know what's coming. I wasn't ready for that call. Girl, I hadn't even finished my coffee. I hadn't even had a good cup of coffee when I got that call that he fell. 911, 411, everybody's calling emergency for him. All I wanted to know was, is he alive? He fell more than 100 feet. Is he alive? I mean, I was scared. I was shaking. First of all, you never know what's going to happen, and then you don't know what you're made out of when it happens. And I was scratching my head. I was nervous. I said, well, and I already knew as an HR person what the process, we're talking about process a little bit here. I knew what the process was if somebody has an accident on the job. here's what I wasn't ready for outside of all of this. This is an older gentleman. He was probably in his late 50s, early 60s. When you get hurt on the job, one of the first things that happens when you go to the hospital and they take your blood, they do a drug test. Okay, they do a drug test. Guess what Mr. So-and-so had in his system? He had had a little cocaine that morning. Little weed. He had a little weed. He had himself a little pick-me-up before he decided to go to work. And so I get to call Miss Tawana. So, by the way, your employee had this substance, this, because they do not a 5-panel, but they do a 10. They find out everything that's in your system. And he had a little weed. He had a little, did you know he had all this stuff in his? Well, no, I didn't know. Dog it, I didn't even have all my coffee. How am I supposed to know? I'm talking about being ready for things. Being prepared for things because you don't know what's coming. And so I definitely had a foundation. We had a process and a system in place and a good lawyer. But to your point, you have to be ready because you never know what's coming. You have to be ready. I did a coaching and training call for my clients on Friday, and I was talking about, are you ready? That was a topic, actually. My topic was a question. Are you ready? Are you ready for this year? One of the things I said for entrepreneurs on my list was, do you have expertise in the area of your business credit? Are you ready to become a leader? Are you ready to work the long hours, sometimes not seeing results immediately because guess what? Sometimes you don't. Are you ready to hustle and grind every day? Are you ready to wear the many hats that you're going to have to wear, especially if you haven't hired any employees? Are you ready to dig into your own savings? Are you ready to not have a paycheck for a while? Are you resilient? Are you self-disciplined? Are you ready for the sacrifices that you will have to make? Are you ready to find or have a mentor? Are you ready to find a good support system? Do you have a system in place? Are you ready to put one in place? Are you ready to become a good communicator, to do oral presentations, to do face-to-face meetings? Are you ready to bring your A game to this game we call entrepreneurship? Look, I know a lot of folks are listening and taking notes. I hope you got that, because Ms. Darby just led us into talking about being ready. See, business credit is a lot of things. Credit is a lot of things, isn't it? It's a lot of things. And we're talking about being ready. We're talking about being A-game ready. We're talking about working with an expert who knows, who can help you, who's been there. And the one thing I appreciate about you, Darby, you and I have had this conversation as well. I did say, everybody, that I'm bringing on business colleagues, business partners, and friends. These are relationships that I've built, that I've known a long time. Darby, I haven't known a long time, but I'm open and honest with her. And she's a millennial. She's open and honest with me. I'm a baby boomer.
That's right.
Because our honesty and our openness, we're able to help one another. And one of the things we talk about is even our challenges and our trials. I've shared with her some of the challenges I've had. I've had people rip me off. I wasn't ready for that, and I lost a lot of money. And I shared my story with her. That, you know, that's one of them personal stories. But I shared it with her. I opened up with her. You know, it's one of them things you want to go, you still want to put your head under a rock somewhere. And like, wow, how'd that happen? But
exactly. Because when I was sharing my part of the story and you came back, I realized, oh my God,
my money
was pennies compared to yours.
I needed therapy after my loss. I had to stop working for some years to recover.
Listen.
You know, but I was glad to share that with you, because I do believe in order as entrepreneurs, when we build, you talked about relationships and networking, all these things, we need to be honest with one another, because see, entrepreneurs, we out on this island many times by ourselves. You know, when I hang up this call from Darby, I got to sit over here and I got to do this thing called be a boss. And she's over there being her boss, being a boss for her business. We still got
talk
to,
about it.
Honey, what? We still have to run our business, and we have to be ready for everything that's coming. Because guess what? We're not going to be able to go down the hall to a big team, or we got a CFO, a COO, and all these OOs over here, you know, who's the director of this, the director of that, the project manager, and the manager of this, and manager of that. Oh, I know somebody know what I'm talking about here. When you're
That's
a small
right.
business enterprise, you don't have all of that going on. And so to have a mentor, to have a business colleague, a relationship with another entrepreneur, thank you, Darby, that you can share and you can talk to and you can be
thank
open
you.
With, and they get it, they understand, and
Without
we can help
it.
Each other. Yes.
That's right.
Yes. So, Darby, look, let me ask you this. Why is becoming a business owner so important in this hour? What would you say about that?
So times have changed, right? And we're in, and I've been saying this for the past couple of months, but it's becoming really real. So I study companies, not people. And I've evolved into studying companies and
That's
not
good.
People over time, because people only have a certain capacity, but companies that last for a long time, your Coca-Cola, huge companies like Amazon, Microsoft, you know, really studying those brands and also studying archaic companies like Blockbuster and seeing how they were overtaken by Netflix. Like, really studying those companies allowed me to see a couple of trends that's happening. And so
okay, talk
the
about
reason
that.
Why it's important, the reason why it's important to start a business now is because, one, the way that America as an institution is set up to favor business owners.
Yes. That's true. That's very
Number
true.
Number two, another reason why you want to get into business right now is so that way you can capitalize on the doors that are open right now. Because, see, and you know this too, Coach Tawana, all the doors that were open 5 months, 6 months, 12 months, 3 years ago are not the same doors that are opening today. So they're making that the doorway smaller and narrower for people to really get businesses and actually obtain business credit and contracts, quiet as it's kept.
Yeah, that's right. That's
but
right.
Although we live in a society where knowledge is more accessible, that does not mean that everybody still has access. I want y'all to catch that.
Come on now. That's a key word.
So now is the time more than ever, while the doors are open, to be able to jump in and begin to build. You've got to begin to build, because time is happening anyway. You know,
yeah.
Time is happening anyway. It's ticking right now as we're talking. We'll never get 7 o'clock tonight again ever. It's already happened.
But
that's
right.
The only thing that we have right now is time that's working in our favor or against us. So we've got
that's
to
right.
capitalize and maximize the time that we have right now in our hands. So now more than ever is the time for you to start a business and begin to sustain your business. If you've already started it, it's time to look into ways to automating your business, because this gets back to what I was saying in the beginning, which is studying companies has shown me, Coach Tawana, that companies that are going out of business did not stay ahead and current with what's happening in our world right now.
That's right. That's right.
So what's
Toys
happening is automation.
Oh, gosh. Go ahead.
Things have gone digital.
Yep.
And so we've got to be in a place. You know, we're looking at Amazon. They are a unicorn. I mean, it's a huge company. They're one of their second company that's been able to amass trillions of dollars. And that's because they've got logistics. They've got things in place. They have automated their systems. And so if your business that you have right now is not in a place where it can be automated under a system, we've got apps. Right now, that are replacing people's jobs.
Yep. That's right.
So, as a business owner, you've got to see what's happening and understand where you're at, but you've got to also get ahead of what's happening. That's an interesting combination, but some way, somehow, you just got to make it happen. So, you've got to find a way to get your business to where it can be multiplied and scaled up so you can be able to be ahead of what's happening right now. So we're getting in a time where services that once were needed are no longer being needed. People that, you know, we're getting in a time where people rather shop online than go into a retail store. So it's going to be interesting. My generation, my generation, millennials, Kmart phased out by the time we were really of age, right? Walmart has been the dominant retailer of my generation, like one of the big retailers. Of course, you've got, you know, your Macy's, but these stores, like you said, Toys R Us, these stores, the physical locations have phased out. Now Amazon has stepped into the plate and stepped into their place. And I remember there was a time where it was taboo to do anything online. I mean, who's shopping online? Hardly nobody was shopping online because people were like, oh, I want the experience. I want to go in the store. I like to feel it. I like to touch it. Now you can't. This Amazon, it's like one in three households has Amazon Prime. You know, so it's like we're living in this time.
I don't know what I
would
do without Amazon Prime. Oh God!
They even deliver groceries.
Oh, what would I do without being able to order for my son Will in college? What would I do without being able to go online and order his groceries to be delivered? Oh my God!
Exactly. Exactly.
Wait a minute.
Talk about
even tithing on at church. Talk about even that. Please share that.
I study companies, right? And so I hope that answered, for those who are listening, I hope that answered your question why you need to start now. You need to start now so you're not replaced.
So
I think it was a few months ago, probably like 2 months or so ago, I had posted something about, you know, make sure that your business can accept all forms of payment, whether that is through Cash App or Square. We are getting into a peer-to-peer society where, you know, you no longer have to go through a Western Union or anything. I can just Cash App Coach Tawana and be able to pay for stuff, because now it's more about convenience. And at the click of a button, people want to be able to pay for their services. So on the post, a lot of people were like, oh, my gosh, Cash App isn't secure, Square, blah, 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 blah. You know, some people were like, oh, yes, I love doing it. Other people were like, well, they're not real accounting systems. And that wasn't the point of the post. The point of what I'm segueing into based on your question, the point of that was to say not what you like. It's where the market is going.
Right.
You know, they didn't care that we didn't want chips in our cars. They didn't ask us. Let's take a vote right now and see how many Americans want want to carry around cards with chips in them. They didn't ask us that.
They didn't.
All we
they
got
didn't.
Was a notice that said, now we've encrypted this chip into your card and it's supposed to make your card more secure. But yet people are still getting identity, you know, still identity theft is on the rise more than ever. So they don't ask for permission when it comes to finances or banking institutions. They tell you what you're doing next. So the same thing at my church, I remember I talked about the Cash App. I said, hey, your business needs to be able to accept Cash App or Square or some type of peer-to-peer payment because that's where the market is going. And literally we were at church the first Sunday of the year, and Pastor Bishop Bronner at Word of Faith, he, you know, they were doing the offering, and they're like, you know, we have our text to give. You all can give online. You all, for those of you who are still traditional, you can still write your checks. But our newest addition is Cash App, and they put up the big green, you know, Cash App, Cash App on the announcements. And it's like, what? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just said this like 2 or 3 months ago, but this is where it's going. And they're like, you can Cash App, $WOF family, and y'all can send us your Cash App, and then we can link that up with your profile so we can link it up with your giving. And that is where we're going. They said you could put, you know, and the reason you could put your tithes, you could put offering, you could put a pastor's appreciation. You can do all of that, but guess what? Y'all can Cash App us now. So we can link it up with your profile for the church, and we'll be able to keep records of your tithes and offerings.
My God.
So even churches, even companies recognize we need to be ahead and current with what's going on.
Yes, we do. Yes,
and
we do.
All of that is taken into consideration that we're going towards a cashless society. So if we're not using cash, then what will we be using? Credit.
Credit. Back to credit. Back to it. That's right. That's right. That's right.
So this is just where we are in the market, you know. And for those of you who are listening tonight, I hope that you really get the heart of what we're saying. This is not, you know, this is where the market might be. The market is already here. They're just getting ready. You're going to start seeing people more and more saying, hey, we accept Cash App payments. You can Cash App us, you know, so be prepared to start seeing that more.
Be prepared. There it is again. Be prepared. Be prepared and get ready. And getting ready, again, is so much a mindset that you have to have. You know, Darby, you have, oh my gosh, you have dropped so much knowledge. For those who are listening, I know this show is being recorded and you could come back and listen to it again and again. But I want to encourage you, don't be shy. Now is not a time to be shy. If you have questions, ask your questions. Dial in. Let me know you want to be a part of this conversation and you have some questions. But two business and success coaches that are here, we're ready to answer your questions. We're ready to help you in any way that we can. That's what this show is all about. It's about educating you, equipping you, encouraging you, and empowering you with knowledge, information, so that you can go out and you can be the best you can be for you and for your business. So ask your questions. Darby has just laid out a lot of things. She answered a question that I know many people are asking themselves. Why should I become a business owner now? Why should I consider this? I have people, and Darby, I know you do as well. We talk about this, but we approach all the time, how do I start a business? How do I launch a business? And I think what you said, start now so that you're not replaced. Oh, I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes, y'all, tonight, okay? I'm taking notes, and I wrote that down with a big star, and I circled the word replace. Because I remember when Blockbuster went out. I mean, the kids, my boys were young, and Blockbuster time on a Friday night was family time to go get a movie.
Oh, yes.
And watch a movie.
Oh, yes.
And when they went,
get some pizza, popcorn, you know, all the things that I can get. So they would be quiet. We got the big people movies and the little kids movies. We always got two and two for the whole weekend, okay? The adult drama, fighting, killing, and then we got the cartoons and the things that we knew they wanted. And, oh, my gosh, it was addictive. When we're going to Blockbuster. Ah! I mean, they would beat us to the car door to go.
Mm.
And to know that there are so many companies that are no longer – in my lifetime, I mean, as you were talking, I was thinking, God, Kmart? I used to love Kmart. Oh, my goodness. You know, and you think about all of these businesses. Before I left Texas and moved here, I had a business meet in a city. A lot of people might be familiar with it, called Plano. And I remember we were going to a restaurant close to one of the malls, really one of the top malls in that area. And that mall is deserted. Darby is deserted. The only stores that were left there were a couple of like JCPenney and a couple of other stores, but the rest of the mall, literally, I walked through the door, through the stores with another young lady, and tears were in my eyes because I remember when all the stores were there. I remember taking my kids there when they were younger to play in the kids section and run crazy till they were tired and I could take them home and put them to bed. I mean, the place was deserted. And I thought about all the jobs, all the people that are gone. And they've been replaced by something else. And that was a conversation the young lady and I were having. And it just hurt my heart. And it made me, as an entrepreneur, think I need to always be ready for what's coming next, which is bringing me to sharing this with the audience tonight. And I want you to elaborate on this a little bit too, Darby. I think many times, and I talk to entrepreneurs every day. I'm always on calls, discovery calls and consulting calls. And the thing that I hear a lot is this fear of technology, this fear of social media, this fear and apprehension and really just adamant about not wanting to learn something new. This fear of being coached, fear of being taught and coached.
Yeah.
Not even always, it's not even always about money, but the consumption of fear. And I want to encourage you guys that are listening, ladies and gentlemen, the audience tonight. If you're not an entrepreneur yet and you want to be, if what's holding you back is the fear of the unknown, you're afraid, I want to encourage you to not be afraid. Don't let fear stop you. I want to encourage you to light your own fire. You have to be a self-starter and self-motivator. The only security blanket that you're going to have is the success that you will originate from your own motivation to start and move. I'm going to repeat that again. The only success that you can have in life or business is going to originate from within you. You have to motivate yourself to start and to move
That's
forward.
Good.
It starts and it ends with you. I can talk till I turn green. Darby can talk and talk. We can both talk. Anybody can talk and talk.
Music won't move you. Words won't move you. The air won't move you. You have to move you. You have to move yourself into action. It's going to start and end with you. You can get the knowledge. The knowledge is here, as you can see, just from this call. I took a page of notes. I did. I've got a page of notes here in front of me that I'm writing things Darby has said I'm writing down. Because there's always things to learn and to help you. But I'm going to tell you, you're the only one, you're the only person that can propel you to move forward, that will get you to where you want to go. And I've been at this game for a while. I've been self-employed since the mid-2000s. And I'm going to tell you, we're in a new decade. Every time I turn around, there's a new iPhone. I got an iPhone 8, and it's already outdated. And I feel like I just bought this thing, and it's already outdated. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we have to keep growing and evolving, because this world we live in is doing that, and business is doing that. As a contractor and someone who does business with the government, public municipalities, and the private sector, they are upping their game. I talk about this all the time in my workshops and entrepreneurs I work with across the country. All of these entities want to do business with women, with minorities, with the LGBT community, and with veterans. They expect you to be certified to be eligible for the set-aside dollars to do business with them. They are ready to spend this money with these set-aside dollars on you.
Wow.
The government already spent trillions of dollars last year. I was on a, look, I'm an expert at this, doing business with the government. But you asked me, one of the things that was on my agenda today that I did today, I was on a federal contracting call, training call today with an organization, a company out of Houston, Texas, that's affiliated with the SBA. You know why I was on that call? Because even the expert got to stay on top of her game. Because the game keeps changing. Oh, somebody write that down. The expert needs to stay on top of his or her game because the game keeps changing. And so
you
I want to hear from
the, that is key.
Honey, I want to hear from the experts who are the experts because the game keeps changing. And you know what I heard on that federal contracting training call today? That a whole lot of things have changed again. And so when Darby and I, we talk about from business credit on to everything else that is important in business, what you need to know is that things are always changing and you got to be in it to win it. You got to be paying attention. You got to get ready. You got to be ready, and you cannot be afraid or you be home starving, and your kids too. And you cannot let that happen. Oh, I hope somebody's being motivated. I hope somebody's being empowered. I hope somebody's being encouraged. I hope somebody is thinking, oh, I'm not going to let that be me. Too much. I done heard too much today to guide me and to show me what I can be doing. I call it the first things first, so that I can get myself together, so that what you say, start now, so you are not replaced. Darby, what say you?
I did 90 minutes, girl. What say you? Anybody got questions? Darby, what say you?
This is so rich. I'm listening to you, and I'm saying, you know what? That what you just said, an expert even has to stay on top of his or her game because the game keeps on changing. If y'all don't get anything else, you've got to get plugged in with an expert who continuously stays plugged in to the experts so you can be current. That is so key, what you just said, because even business credit, you know, vendors are always changing, upgrading things. Some people that were starter accounts a few months ago might not be that for right now. So we always, always, always have to stay current. Just like you have to stay current with your knowledge in your field, the same applies to you when you said, why should we start business? It's because we've got to be current with the times, because it's going to get to the point now where people, it's going to be like the Jetsons. Everything will be delivered. People, there'll be, you know, there'll be so many channels. We'll have flying cars. People can decide if they want to leave their houses. Everything will be digital. Everything will be at the touch of a button. We won't even have TVs on the walls anymore. There'll be holograms, and you can probably be able to bring the TV in and bring it out with your hands, or be like TV and it pops up. So we're getting into a time where, you know, again, a lot of industries that are being phased out are not a part of this fourth industrial revolution, which is automation and artificial intelligence. And in order to stay with the times, we've got to, because see, guess what? Artificial intelligence will be able to help people get contracts. Artificial intelligence will be able to one day help people build their business credit. So that's why we're doing what we can now to make our things automated, to make our things accessible. And we're building a culture, a community of people who's getting results here at the Business Credit Agency so they could continuously stay plugged in. Because even experts and people who say that they can teach, there will be artificial intelligence that can do the same thing and do it bigger, faster, quicker. And, you know, they're going to have, you know, it's just where we're headed. It's just where we're at. So, again, what you're offering on these Motivational Mondays are so needed, because statistically, Mondays are the day of the week where most people dread. I mean, it's like you're getting relaunched again, and then by the time Wednesday comes, 2 days has already gone by since Monday when they're pretty much at their peak of their week, right? So just psychologically, Mondays are just your lag days. They're your admin days. They're your relaxation days, whatever a Monday is. But I'm so glad that you have intention on Mondays with having Motivational Monday, because what you're doing and the work that you're doing for entrepreneurs, even beyond contracts, is phenomenal. And by hosting this radio show, so people can stay on top of their knowledge and stay sharp and stay connected with this real knowledge that I know that you're giving, with the real information and real experts that you're connecting everyone with. I want to just publicly say what you're doing is great work, and continuing it, because this conversation even sparked some things and triggered some things inside of me that either let me know, hey, this is a confirmation of where you all are going with your business model is good, and this is also a confirmation that some of the things that we had to drop that I didn't want to let go, but times are making me do it, said, listen, you've got to stay ahead. You've got to evolve. You've got to make yourself where your company is a true business, independent of anything that you could ever do. And so thank you for doing this, because this is just that drive. I mean, this is like that adrenaline, you know, that's like, whoa, business can be big, and it can be as big as we choose to make it.
You're absolutely right, and I appreciate that. And you're so right. I mean, there's so much to this. There's so much to it. And the goal for this show and for what we're doing, like you said, is just really to help people to stay strong, stay in the game and to keep going. Just keep going. And know that you do, guess what? You got a relationship right here with myself and my relationships. The beauty of business and relationships is when you start a relationship with a coach, somebody like myself, somebody like Darby, now you begin to get an extension of their relationships and their resources. And next thing you know, you are a part of a community. You are a part of a family. And I know I feel like I'm a part of Darby's community. In fact, I know I am, because I'm learning her community, and they know me, and vice versa. I mean, my goodness, my son is following Darby and learning from her. Well, Mom, Miss Darby says, and I said, well, where'd you see that? So I can look at it too, you know. And so that's just what happens, you know. And that's a very good thing. That's a promising thing. Darby, I've got to ask you one more question, because I got a question. Somebody sent me a question through a text.
Okay.
So I got to ask this before we shut it down. Is there grant money for starting a new business, or is this a myth?
What was the last part? Is there grant money for starting a new business, or is this a myth?
Uh-huh. A myth. Is it a myth? M-Y-T-H.
M-T-H. Okay. So it's definitely not a myth, because the large companies out here are already using these skills, and there's grant money that's attainable out here, there's contracts that's attainable, and there's credit that's obtainable for your company to be able to grow. You just got to be in position as an entrepreneur to be able to get access to the money. So a lot of times companies are not positioned correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like a myth, because people in your network might not have obtained it yet, or they're trying to do it themselves. But there is real money out here that's obtainable for businesses to be able to grow and expand, especially even as a startup.
Okay. But like everything else in business, I would venture to say, and I say this all the time, there is a process to it. And you want to be working with a coach who knows that process and who can teach you, who can coach you, and who can help you with what that is and how to be successful. Because nothing is free, obviously. Nothing is free. But if you don't know how to get something, you're going to have to make that investment to get what you want. And then expect a return on your investment once you go that route.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So
yep.
I think that's
I agree. I 100% agree.
I think that's a great question. I know a lot of times people will ask me about grant money, and I tell them, I said, well, that's not my lane. That's not my area of expertise. I know there's grant money. I've never gotten any grant money. You know, a lot of grant money is wrapped up with government money, though. You know,
that's what I was going to say, Small Business Association.
Yes. And, you know, people think, oh, I can do something magical to get it. Well, it's just like bidding on contracts. There's nothing magical about it. You have to know that process, and you have to do the work to get it, because it's mandated in a certain way. You know, there's rules and regulations to getting that money. That's why if it was easy, everybody would, they'd be waving it like a dollar. Look, I got a grant. You know, everybody would be bragging and talking about it. You know, if it was easy to become a millionaire, everybody would be running up and down the street. Hey, I'm a millionaire. I'm here. No, None of it is easy.
That's right.
You have to work, ladies and gentlemen. You have to hustle and grind. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to get out there. You have to sweat. And when you fall in the pit, you got to crawl back up out of it, and you got to get back in the game. You got to keep going. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep putting one step in front of the other. You got to wipe that mud off. You got to wipe them tears off. You got to wipe that blood off. You got to wipe that sweat off. You got to put your hands. But my dad is a karate man, okay? I grew up in the dojo watching him. He's a martial artist. And I'm telling you, he used to tell me when I was a little girl, because, see, he didn't have boys, so he was real hard on me, the oldest, and he would say, he would push me like I was a boy. Push. He'd keep pushing me and go, what you going to do? What you going to do? Girl, it got to a point, I put my hands up, and he said, now that's what I'm talking about. You ready to fight? Are you ready to fight? And I would be shaking like, you mean fight you? Because I know I'm going to get beat. And I would say, but, and he said, are you ready to fight? And I would say, yeah, yes, sir. And he said, good. You know I'm going to beat you, but what's going to happen when I beat you and you fall? I'm going to get up. I'm going to get up. You get back up and you fight again.
Right.
You fight. You keep fighting. You get knocked down. You get back up. If you're not dead, there's still hope. If you're not dead, it's still hope. It's not over until it's over. And
that's right.
So, look, let me see. Is anybody wanting to ask any questions? Darby, I think they got shot tonight. I think, yeah, I only got just one question. I think they got a little shy. Maybe because we're dropping it and they are enjoying. I hope you guys are enjoying this. And getting a lot out of this.
I hope so.
There's a lot to get out of this. I got a page full of notes. And I value knowledge. I have learned and I have lived, knowledge is power. And when you take that knowledge and you execute, you do the work. You do the work. You work hard. You take it seriously. You ask questions. And then you go out there and you run like a football player. You get the ball and you run. You run and you get your touchdown. You get it. And that's when you win. That's what knowledge will do for you. Knowledge will also gain you a word that Darby mentioned earlier. Oh, we hit some stuff tonight, y'all. I'm telling you. I'm going to say it again so you can write it down if you missed it. But she used the word access. I wrote it down and I circled it. And I wrote it down because what we're talking about tonight, business credit, gains you access. Starting your business, start now so you are not replaced, will gain you access. Learning from an expert who can teach you about business credit, who can teach you how to launch a business, who can teach you how to do business with the government, who can teach you about certification as an MBE, WBE, LGBT, VOSB, SDVOSB. Y'all see I'm closing out. I'm hitting it just one last time. Knowledge is power. It will gain you access. Oh, we don't have time in this show to talk about the benefits that come with access. But I will say this. I will conclude with this. Opportunity. Opportunity. When you have access, you have opportunities. Doors of opportunity. You can walk through the door. Because you got the knowledge, you know the process, you know what to say, you know what to do, you know what you should have. You can walk through the door, A game ready, confident, not fearful, and ready, not sweating, because you weren't ready, because you didn't prepare, because you didn't get that credit together. You didn't get that business plan. You didn't do the things that need to be done to lay that foundation, those first things first. You're ready. Darby, we had a night tonight.
Oh, yes, we did.
We had a night tonight, my business sister, colleague, and friend.
This was amazing.
This was amazing. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm grateful.
Thank you so much.
Grateful for you. I am so grateful and thankful that we met. I do believe, in a higher entity here, and that we were put together for such a time as this, for a divine reason. And I know we're going to do the work to see it come to fruition, to see it come about, to help men and women like you all that are listening tonight become entrepreneurs, scale your business, be great business leaders, give back to your community, tithe. You can give back to the Lord. You can take care of your families, have a legacy, build generational wealth, have freedom, have financial security, have fun, and do all the things that you always dreamed of doing. Dream big and have it all that you want to have. I want to thank you. I want to thank each and every one of you that dialed in, that's listening, that participated, that's viewing. I see we've got quite a few viewers, as well as those of you who've dialed in. Thank you so much. I want to thank my sponsor again, North American HRMS. Thank you for your vision, for Motivational Monday, believing in me, believing in what this show for entrepreneurs and small business owners will do. And we're going to keep doing it week after week. This is how we lift up each other. United we stand, divided we fall. Darby, I love you.
That's right. Love you.
I love
too.
You. Thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for being here. Thank you for
thank
all
you.
Your wisdom. If you guys want to get in contact with her, she's on Facebook as Darby. You can't miss her.
That's right.
You can't miss her.
D-A-R-B-I. And you can follow I'm at Official Darby, at Official Darby on Instagram. And or you can email us or visit our website. You can email info@thebusinesscreditagency.com or visit our website, thebusinesscreditagency.com, all one word. But the quickest way and a lot of ways that people have been finding us is actually through Facebook search. So if you type in business credit, you'll see the Business Credit Agency. You'll also see myself, Darby, D-A-R-B-I, and you're able to tap in and connect like that. And again, on Instagram as Official Darby, and you can book a consultation. Please mention Coach Tawana so we can also include you as a part of our community as well.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for that, Darby. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. That ends our episode and our show for tonight. We'll see you next Monday. Have a great Motivational Monday, a fantastic week of learning and discovery. Much love. God bless. And we'll see you and talk to you next week. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Coach. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.